Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. A little further into our theme song than maybe you're used to, but it's nice to be able to hear that, isn't it? Our theme song by Mr. Barry Aiken and the band.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Carrie. It's Jack and Carrie here on a Thursday morning for the KRFY morning show. Coming to you live from downtown Sandpoint, where the weather currently is very good. We have some guests in the studio from the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint who will be talking to us about the summer programs going on over there.
Lots of good stuff going on.
Should we start with the weather, though?
Absolutely.
Okay. Today, widespread haze, sunny with a high of 84 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 13 miles an hour. Widespread haze before 8 p.m. tonight and then clearing up overnight with a low around 56 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 8 miles an hour, becoming calm. Then widespread haze tomorrow before 11 a.m. and patchy smoke tomorrow before 11 a.m. Yeah. Although, according to the forecast, clearing up with a high of 75 degrees. So kind of cooling off, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I heard about that haze and smoke? That
no.
It's part of a weather pattern that's actually bringing smoke up from the fires in Northern California. Yeah, it's like a reverse swirl thing, and it's sweeping up this way. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that it's not any worse up here than it is. We've been lucky so far.
Right.
Just continuing the weekend forecast, since it is festival weekend, you might be out, find yourself in the out of doors. You'll want to be prepared for more widespread haze on Saturday and Sunday. But the temperature should be very comfortable, 76 degrees on Saturday and 82 degrees on Sunday, and hopefully that'll clear up as the day wears on. And
but the main question is there any purple haze?
Carrie, control yourself. We do have a red flag warning. No purple flags or no purple haze, but we do have a red flag warning today and tonight. Would you like to know what a red flag warning is, Carrie?
I would.
Okay. The red flag warning is a hazardous weather outlook for portions of North Idaho, Central Washington, East Central Washington, North Central Washington, Northeast Washington, and Southeast Washington. Day one today and tonight, dry and breezy conditions this afternoon and evening will increase fire weather concerns on any existing or new fires. Days two through seven, which is tomorrow through next Wednesday, hot temperatures return for next week with the potential for increased heat risk concerns. Gusty winds and low humidities this afternoon and evening. This issued at 4:27 this morning by the National Weather Service Spokane office. Expect breezy winds with low relative humidity today across much of central and eastern Washington, as well as portions of North Idaho. Breezy winds are also anticipated for Friday, although cooler temperatures and higher humidity should decrease fire danger. Less wind and cooler temperatures expected for the weekend, followed by a return of hot weather during the next work week. There we go. The red flag warning remains in effect from 2 p.m. this afternoon to 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time this evening for wind and low relative humidity across the northern and central Idaho Panhandle.
And it's a matter of being really, really careful in any situation you're in not to create a spark or a,
yeah.
It doesn't even have to be, you know, off of the infamous cigarette. It can be, you know, the piece of equipment dragging a chain down the road or anything. Just be really super careful.
Yeah. You are, Carrie, you're familiar with the wildfires around here and also California.
Right.
Are you not?
Yeah. I have friends from Redding area who unfortunately lost their home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad down there.
Is it? Yeah. They say it might be the worst year ever, according to the show that just preceded us on this radio station.
Right. And it tends to be year round down there now. It's not like, you know, you used to say, oh, hurry up October, you know, the rains will come and we'll be good until May or June. But now it's like year round.
Yeah. I had a pleasant evening last night, Carrie.
What'd you
do? Just to change the subject and lighten the mood a little bit. Went over to Hope for the pizza place over there.
Oh.
Took the boat across the lake to Hope. And ate pizza on the deck, trying to enjoy this last, before the haze settles in.
Awesome.
Clear weather.
Nice boating over.
Nice boating over. And then in the pizza restaurant, sweating the whole time. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you can cook pizza in this heat. I think I would just close the doors. I would say we're not open until, till October. till it's 75 degrees outside.
anyway, that's a tough gig. I think any restaurant cooking is a tough gig in the summertime, you know.
Yeah. But it was a very pleasant evening, and good. I was glad to do it, and glad to get in before the smoke settled around us, or the haze, as it were.
Awesome.
Yeah. Who are we joined in the studio
we
by?
We have a wonderful group of young students and local folks associated with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, and in our studio is Ruth... Last name?
Klingensmith.
Yes. Who is one of the instructors at the studio. Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you for having us here.
Absolutely. And the students joining us today are from the Rio Nuevo Youth Orchestra out of Mexicali, Mexico. And they're part of the annual student exchange that we do with students from music programs in Mexico. What year is this?
This will be our sixth annual young musician exchange.
Awesome.
With the Rio Nuevo Youth Orchestra.
Has it always been with Rio Nuevo?
Yes. Okay. This year we have a student coming from Germany. Mm. She's a flutist. She doesn't come in until Friday, though.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah. Awesome. So the others who were here before her are, and I'll introduce them, Salvador Lara Ochoa. He's 17 years old, and his instrument is the flute. And Alejandro Roca Schaffino?
Yes.
Yay. Alejandro is 15, and his instrument is the oboe, which I've always thought is probably the toughest woodwind. I just look at the lung capacity you have to, I mean, it's like... Your eyeballs almost pop out when you're blowing on that thing. Anyway. And finally, Yul Galvin Cotto. He is 18.
Yes.
And his instrument is the clarinet. So welcome. Welcome to Sandpoint. They just flew in last night and are going to be here for a couple of weeks until the 20th. And there's lots of activities scheduled. Why don't you tell us some of them, Ruth?
Okay. Well, we're excited to have them here. Welcome to Sandpoint. We hope you enjoy your stay here in this beautiful little town. And I think Sandpoint is incredible for, its beauty, but also its welcoming of the arts and music and culture diversity. So we're very, very glad that you're here. And we have lots of exciting things lined up for the students. So they will be performing at the festival on Family Day with the community orchestra. And then following that, we have our International Youth Orchestra Camp that starts next week, conducted by Dr. Philip Baldwin from the Spokane Youth Symphony. So we'll be excited about that. They also will be featured in a concert, Sounds of Summer, on August 8th at the Heartwood Center at 7 p.m. And we'll just be highlighting... our international exchange as part of that concert. We also have a student coming from Germany this year. We're making some connections over there, which is exciting. And so we'll have local students and our exchange students performing at that concert. We'll have some international appetizers there and some more information about your organization and your youth orchestra in Mexicali, which you can talk about in a little bit. After next week, they go down to Spokane and play with the Spokane Youth Symphony Camp. And then we come back to Sandpoint, and they'll be doing an opener for the Shakespeare Festival at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.
That's awesome. You get to see Othello. Othello, right? They're having Othello is the play this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun. Cool.
Yeah.
And as part of our International Youth Orchestra, we'll be having a performance at the Panada. So all local students involved and all exchange students will be performing on Friday, August 10th, a matinee at 3 p.m., and we'll be joined on stage by the Shook Twins for a couple pieces.
Cool.
So that's going to be super fun. And we have a galactic theme, so be prepared for some fun surprises.
A galactic theme.
Okay. Yes, Star Wars.
This is on Friday the 10th.
Yes.
Cool.
Should one come in costume?
You can, I will say.
Okay.
Ruth, who are the instructors? Are you an instructor?
Yes, I teach violin at the Music Conservatory, and am the director of the strings department. We have currently 15 instructors, and then we have vocal, piano, all strings, woodwind, brass, as well as theater.
So for this, for the exchange, I mean, are you multilingual yourself? You speak Spanish, German, or none?
Very little.
how does that go? Or like, if how does instructing work in different languages?
Well, we've got some wonderful translators, Nicole and Max Reed. They are in the studio with us. Mm-hmm. If there is need for translating, they step in. Mm-hmm. But the beauty about playing music together, it doesn't matter what background you come from, what culture you come from, what language you speak, you can still make beautiful music together and play the same music and create a feeling of community. And that's the beautiful thing that I've seen over the years. Being able to make connections, form relationships across borders. That's why we're calling our concert Music Without Borders. Because we want to eliminate that and make beautiful connections through music. So it works out beautifully if there's need. And you can speak for yourselves, but you speak very good English, much better English than I do Spanish. So bravo to you. And we have a beautiful, I just want to mention this. We have a beautiful surprise that's going to happen on August 10th. Along these lines is we have an instrument made by a local violin luthier that will be presented at the concert. One going to the Rio Nuevo Youth Orchestra and one going to local students to use here in Sandpoint.
Nice, cool. Nice.
Like, would you like sister violins or something?
Yes.
Like that? Yeah. Very neat. So this has been going on for 6 years.
Yes.
How did it get started in the first place?
Well, Eleanor Reed had this connection with at that time it was called the Red Rio Nuevo Youth Orchestra.
And let's point out, Eleanor is here.
Yes,
she's Eleanor. Mom of
she
Max
is
and
a
Nicole,
wonderful.
And she's your host.
She is hosting. She has hosted the students every year and is a great contributor. Parent volunteer over the years, a connection with the organization in Mexico. This year, she has an official title as ambassador for our exchange program.
Yay. I've never met an ambassador before.
And she does a wonderful, incredible job.
Nice, nice. Yeah.
So we came up with the idea about 6 years ago that we wanted students and at that time a conductor from the orchestra to come up and run a camp here in Sandpoint for just to open a new world for the students here in Sandpoint and give some opportunity for the students in Mexico. And then we reciprocated and sent some students from the Music Conservatory to play in their orchestra for a few years, and it was an incredible experience. How many students are in the Rio Nuevo Youth Orchestra now?
140.
Yes. Just in one orchestra.
Wow.
And you, how many orchestras are part of the whole organization, the institute?
Okay, well, Rio Nuevo Orchestra is a project with scholarships, becas, and scholarships with children and young people. All are 140 close to this. And we are very happy for our stay here. San Juan is very beautiful. The welcome, this welcome is very beautiful. and then, okay. In Mexicali, there are two orchestras. One of these is Rio Nuevo Orchestra. The other is Sentinel Orchestra. It's an orchestra young. Have 2 years.
So you start in one orchestra and then you move to the other one as you age?
No, depending on your location where you live in the city.
Oh, okay.
Either you go to the Rio Nuevo Orchestra or the Sentinela, which is like on the other half of the city. So okay. They're kind of separate from each other, but they're still part of the same institute.
Okay, thank you. So Alejandro, how long have you been playing the oboe?
Well, I've been playing the oboe for 6 years since I've been in the orchestra. I started the first year as oboe. And, well, I've been 6 years in the orchestra. I've seen many oboists came and left because the ones that left were, well, they thought it was too hard. So they didn't stay very long. But I stayed, and now I'm the first oboe in the Rio Nuevo Orchestra.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a very big honor. Why did you decide to join the orchestra in the first place? What was your reason for doing that?
Well, I thought that playing classical music would like make me a better student because some say that playing music makes you a better student, that something happens with the brain, like the second hemisphere of the brain. Mm-hmm. So I decided maybe if I play music, I could be a better student.
So did that proved to be true?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, wow. That's proven to be very true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've read some of that same stuff. And then Salvador, how long have you been with the, with the orchestra?
I have 7 years in the orchestra.
Oh, wow.
In the first year, I select the flute because I hear in the cartoons. The music of the flute, and I like it.
Okay. And,
so the flute is the instrument that I like me. ¿Cómo digo en español? Bueno, que es el instrumento que más me gustó.
The flute was the instrument I most liked.
Porque su sonido es muy muy dulce, muy cálido.
Because its sound is very sweet-like. Very warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can carry it around really easily too, right? Yeah. It isn't like dragging a piano around or something. Yeah. Cool.
What about our third? I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce your name.
Yul.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm Yul.
Okay. Hi.
I play clarinet since 6 years, mm-hmm. 6 years. But I have 6 years playing clarinet. But in this orchestra, I have 5 years. I started. I started out of this orchestra. Okay. When I have 1 year for playing clarinet, I'm starting this orchestra. Okay, I'm solicited audition,
I was accepted, and yeah, I have 6 years in this orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, do you have to have a musical background before you join the orchestra? Do you have to audition to get in the orchestra?
Usually not. If you're a new incoming student and you have no experience, they will accept you and you will be taught by the older students there that have experience. For example, the three mentors that we have here. I was in the orchestra myself. So there's always new incoming students coming in every year. And the older ones will come back and they will teach. Usually the instructors will give private lessons, but it's usually the older students that will help the younger ones learn.
I see. So what is the age of the youngest that comes to the orchestra? ¿Cuántos años?
Nine. Around 9 years old.
About 9 years old. Were your families musical too? Do your familias... Yes.
Well, my family, no. I met a band of musical, and the first I went violin, but I escuché.
I heard
the clarinet, and I like it. Very like it. I selected.
Very good. How about you, Alejandro?
Well, my dad tried to play the violin, but his fingers were too thick, so he just ended up getting frustrated with the violin. He paid for classes, but he never advanced more than the first year.
Oh, okay. Okay. And Salvador?
My family... have some musics, so they know is no lo llevaron muy lejos. ¿Cómo es?
Well, he says his family didn't really get too far in music.
Oh, okay.
He stay more in the family.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is like a hobby.
Oh, a hobby. I see.
But I love the music seriously, and I wish to be a musician because the music is all for me.
That's an interesting point to bring up. What do each of you want to do with your musical knowledge? Do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to be a performer? Do you just want this as a hobby that you can do as you go through life? Or what is your life goal related to your music?
Ah, okay. Hola. ¿En español?
Okay.
Yo al principio.
At the beginning.
Miraba la música como un hobby, así como todos los que entramos en esa orquesta.
I looked at music as a hobby, like most people do when they first go into the orchestra.
Pero pues me seguí en el juego, me gustó bastante el viaje que se lleva practicando.
Well, I've really liked it, especially the journey I've had playing music.
Y bueno, ahorita ya tengo 18 años.
Right now I'm 18.
Entonces sí miro la música como algo ya profesional.
I look at music entonces, like something professionally now.
Sí pienso en estudiar la música, llevarlo como un trabajo incluso, y disfrutarla, todo el mundo, dedicarme a ella.
So Jules says he wants to dedicate his life to music. He definitely looks at it professionally. That's what he's going to do in the future.
Awesome. Thank you. How about you, Salvador?
En español. He also looks at music like something professionally. Something you need to dedicate time to.
Para que salga todo bien, o sea, para que tú transmitas lo que quieres en realidad transmitir.
So that way you transmit what you really want to put through music.
Porque si no le dedicas tiempo y no tienes pasión por ello, no sirve de nada.
If you don't dedicate time to, if you don't have any passion for it, it's really not going to work for anything.
Y bueno, pues sí, la verdad, yo sí quisiera ser maestro de música.
He says he wants to be a music teacher.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Well, I look at music like something you can enjoy. I don't look like something that is very strict. I see it like something you can enjoy. And I think that if you would play music like for your entire life, I think your life would be better. like you would treat other persons more nicely or like be nice to people. And I want to be a professional oboist and teach other orchestras, new students.
Awesome. So are you guys good at math?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my theory about. Thank you. How about you, Matt? Max?
Slightly, not as well as them, though.
I don't know where I came up with that, but it seems that I think it's you the think whole musicians student thing, are better. And the, thing and the brain thing, brain connections and all that. I don't know.
It is an interesting theory you've got there, Carrie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if that's been proven before.
Oh, probably not. Yeah. I probably just made it up.
There's a correlation.
There is a correlation.
A very strong correlation between music and brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, scientifically proven.
Yeah.
Who's that?
This is the
my father.
Oh, father.
Rick.
Oh,
Miss Rick Green. Rick
Green. We have representation from all four members of the Reed family.
Just along those lines about music having a positive impact on students and academics, it's just a little tidbit of the history of the Red Rio Nuevo Youth Orchestra and their institute. Is generated from a program called El Sistema, or modeled after, I should say. And that was originated in Venezuela in 1975, I think. Is that what I have on there? And then because they realized the impact, the positive impact on students in their general lives. So that movement has spread to Mexico in their own variations, and that model of anyone being able to newly join the orchestra, like Nicole mentioned, and then be mentored by the older students, creating some feelings of responsibility. And that's also spread into the U.S. So they have little pockets of El Sistema orchestras in the U.S. now. And we, the Music Conservatory, just recently, this year, joined El Sistema for our after-school programs.
Oh.
And so we're taking on that modeling of the students being able to come twice a week. I think in Mexico, you're 5 days a week, right? You practice with your orchestra 5 days a week.
Wow.
So we're not to that point yet, but we are expanding our after-school orchestra and choir to 2 days a week. And the students get to come. We do have instructors, but we also have the older students as mentors in that program. And it creates a beautiful community of learning and giving. So receiving and giving.
Mm-hmm. Let's mention again the two events that are coming up locally. August 8th at the Hartwood Center, 7:00, a fine concert with international flair, and tickets $10 for adults, $5 for students, available at the conservatory or at the door. And the other is the Music Without Borders, featuring the International Summer Youth Orchestra and joined on stage by the Shook Twins. And that'll be August 10th at the Panada at 3:00 p.m. Tickets are only $5, and 50% of the proceeds will be donated to Yuradi's Village in Ethiopia, which a lot of people from town go in and volunteer in. That's awesome. This is really awesome. I wanted to ask you something about, are we going to a break pretty soon?
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Okay. Mm. I'll wait until we come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. We're here with Ruth Klingensmith, the co-founder and summer camp coordinator from the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, as well as we're going to try Yule, Salvador, and Alejandro, who are new students this year, returning students, new students this year. We are going to be back and find out what Carrie wanted to ask them. We're also going to find out what they're going to do here besides play music when we return. Right now, 50 years ago on this date, guess what was the number one song in the United States?
50 years ago.
It just hit number one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, some Beach Boys thing.
Nope. Anyone else? Any guesses? 1968.
Stones, Rolling Stones. No, Beatles.
No, it's an American band, and it was getting a little psychedelic in 68. We have The Doors.
Oh.
With Hello, I Love You. This was number one 50 years ago on this date. You are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, we're back. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. That was The Doors with Hello, I Love You, which was at number one on this date 50 years ago today. This was the beginning of their two-week run at number one with Hello, I Love You. I'm Jack, that's Carrie, and we're here with Ruth Klingensmith, Yule, Salvador, Alejandro. I'm sorry, I'm not going to try the last names. And also in the studio, translators and host family,
the Reeds.
I'll just say the Reeds. The Reeds are here.
The Reeds are in the house.
Yes. So this is your guys' first time at Sandpoint, and you just got in last night, flew into Spokane.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and we get them up at
Friday,
yeah. o'clock show. And they're teenagers, and they're teenagers who like to sleep, right?
I would think so, yeah. This is, I'm surprised that you guys are so, you know, alert. You're here. You're not asleep. How was travel? How was the flight?
Como dije hace un momento, was very beautiful.
It was a very beautiful trip, yeah.
The paisaje?
The passage.
The passage. All the trip is beautiful. With the window from the avion.
Airplane?
Mm-hmm. Airplane is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
So you and none of you have been here before, right?
No.
None of the three of you. Have you ever been in this area before? Ever been up in?
No.
First time. Okay. And you got in late last night, so you haven't even really seen it yet.
This is my first time in the United States.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bienvenido. Right? I think. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're glad to have you here. Ruth, or maybe somebody, Ruth, Nicole, somebody can answer this better than they can. What are they going to do other than study music while they're here?
Well, we have some fun things planned, too, and sightseeing, because, of course, you can't come to Sandpoint and not enjoy some of the beauty. So, actually, this afternoon, we're going up to Schweitzer.
Cool.
And we're going to do the chairlift.
Oh,
rides,
fun.
Have a picnic. Maybe find some huckleberries if we're ambitious. And then, of course, enjoying our beautiful Lake Ponderay and City Beach. We'll spend some time there tomorrow and whenever we can sneak away during in between practices or after practices. And then we might do some other a little bit longer field trips and adventures after Spokane Camp. So to look at the waterfalls and cedars in this area that are very unique, I would say, to North Idaho.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are playing at the festival on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. So they will be performing at the Family Day Concert with the Community Orchestra at the festival on Sunday, the 5th.
The 5th. Mm-hmm.
And then they will be participating in our International Youth Orchestra as excellent musicians and mentors in next week here in Sandpoint.
And the International Youth Orchestra is composed of?
So we have local students from Sandpoint and surrounding areas. So we have kids from Post Falls and Bonners Ferry as well. Participating, and some from surrounding states that come in for this. And then we also have our international exchange students, so including our three guests from Mexico and the Rio Nuevo Youth Orchestra, and we have a student coming from Germany this year. She will be arriving tomorrow. And so it's just a beautiful celebration and collaboration of all different backgrounds and cultures, and it doesn't matter where you're coming from. We come together and just make beautiful music and beautiful connections. In the past, we still have connections with the students that have come over the last 6 years.
Oh.
They still, you know, message me sometimes on Facebook and let me know what they're up to. And I know also in the students in the community are still connected with each other.
So. And you have a brief gig, I'll call it, yes. at Evans Brothers on
yes.
Monday.
So on, there's so much stuff on the calendar. Is that on Monday, Eleanor?
Monday.
Okay. Monday at 3:30. You can hear these excellent musicians on oboe, flute, and clarinet at Evans Brothers. They will be playing some solos, trios, maybe some duets. So come and enjoy some fun music. We'll have some local students playing as well. So just having fun playing for the community. So you can come meet them there and listen to music and have a great cup of coffee. And we were actually last month, MCS was the featured nonprofit, a part of their community spotlight program. Oh. So that was a lot of fun. We had music and different things going on there all month. So, and then we'll be featuring them at our on August 8th at our Sounds of Summer concert, Heartwood Center, 7 p.m. Will be great music. We'll be highlighting our international connections, including in Mexico, Germany, and the Eurades Village is the organization we're supporting. We supported them last year as well.
Very international flair. To
yes,
the
and
flavor.
We'll have some fun hors d'oeuvres, like international themed hors d'oeuvres at that concert. And you can meet the students, chat with them afterwards, and have some hors d'oeuvres and maybe a sip of wine. yes.
So I wanted to ask, in preparation for coming here, do you share music back and forth? So you know what music you're going to be playing here? Do you practice down there before coming here? How does that all work? Are you getting here cold and sight reading what you've God.
They prepare for the concerts that they're giving for sure, and they have some of the music, maybe not all of it. They'll be doing some sight reading. I told them, well, I'm gonna throw some new music at you and see how you do. But you're all excellent musicians, and that's part of the fun of it is, yes, there's practicing involved, but then also the challenge of uh-huh. kind of being on your toes.
Right,
so.
Right.
So shall I continue with
you go for it.
Okay, all right. I didn't know. So that's, you can hear them play on August 8th, and tickets for adults are $10 and students are $5. And that includes the hors d'oeuvres. Then we finish off the week with the International Orchestra Camp performing at the Panada Theater on Friday, August 10th at 3 p.m. And we'll be joined on stage by Lori and Caitlin Shook, the Shook twins. And so that will be fun. We have a Star Wars theme going on. If you're so inspired and you have a costume, you can come in costume or just enjoy the experience. And there'll be some great music, and events there. And we have also a surprise, a presentation, of a violin by, Mark Weber, presented at that, concert as well, to go with our Music Without Borders desire.
We,
so
Well, it's not much of a surprise anymore.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the air.
Yeah, it's a surprise. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. It's a jam packed week though.
Yes, you guys are gonna be very busy. Full.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you're off to Spokane right after that to play with the Spokane Youth Symphony. We've created a collaboration with the Spokane Youth Symphony, where we hold our camps back to back so that the students can participate in the Sandpoint Camp, International Orchestra Camp, and then go down to the Spokane Youth Symphony Camp and have a little challenge there. We have a handful of local students from the Music Conservatory are also participating in that.
Cool.
And I think their concert is Thursday evening in Spokane at the Whitworth University.
Oh, nice. I don't know if these fellows know or not about the Shook Twins, but they're born and raised here in Sandpoint and picked up guitars and started singing when they were young and are now professional musicians. I mean, that's what they do for a living, is go around. So that's who will be performing with you on Sunday?
The 10th.
The 10th.
That would
Friday.
Be Friday.
Friday the 10th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're excellent, wonderful, wonderful people. It's been a real pleasure to collaborate and work with them as well. And really fun music. Very different than your typical classical genre of music. But really enjoyable. You'll enjoy it a lot.
So you got basically three, if you're a listener to this show and not a member of the Music Conservatory or anything, you have three opportunities to see them, to see our current guests live out in the world. You can see them Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, right? Maybe?
Correct. They're also doing a short opener at the Festival at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, and that is on August 19th.
Mm-hmm. So... okay, make that 4+, and then the family day, so 5. Never mind. Yes. I was way off. See, I'm not a musician, so my mathematics are not so good. Yeah.
Maybe you should take up
ukulele.
I should. The harmonica. Hey, the International Orchestra, by the way, nobody from Canada? Because that's such an easy, get.
We are expanding to that region.
You get somebody.
For sure.
Yeah,
we have actually this week going on a fiddle workshop, and we have Carolyn Hatch from Canada running that workshop. So cool. It's been super fun. Yesterday was our first day, and they will be performing at the Farmers Market at 10 a.m. this Saturday.
A fiddle workshop.
Yes.
Which is the violin, but... Mm-hmm. But different.
But played differently. Yeah. Different style. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, do you play the fiddle?
I mainly play classical, but I do enjoy fiddle in a while.
What's the difference? I mean, what makes it the fiddle? Do you know?
The fiddle is just a different style of playing. Like, you have different genres of music.
Yeah.
You can still be traditional and have classical training, but still play a fiddle style, which is a little more relaxed.
Do they hold it differently or anything?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you're doing a backcountry bluegrass, you're going to hold it down low.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, you hold it the same, and you do a lot of double stops, fast.
Yeah.
Music generally,
And you stomp your foot.
Yeah, and dancing. There'll be a lot of movement and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very engaging. Some of the common ones are Ash Grove, Boil the Cabbage Down.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar.
And you should have a beard and wear overalls and stuff.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
No. Okay.
Nicole, do you play violin? Is that your instrument?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I saw you kind of getting in on the conversation non-verbally there.
Oh, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Do you play the fiddle?
Not really, kind of. I've tried,
If you want to play fiddle well, you have to really learn it, just like you learn classical. Right. There's different technicalities to it. I have a good friend. Her name is Ashley Dreyer, and she plays the fiddle amazingly. She's gone to national competitions, which she got like second or fifth. I don't, but somewhere up there. Mm-hmm. She's super good, but it's different from classical. It's definitely very different. And I even took a fiddle workshop class from her with along with other students from the conservatory and from this area, and I learned a lot of new things playing fiddle that I had no idea you could do.
Right.
So yeah, it's a little different.
How about you, Max? You draw, violin's your instrument, right?
Yes.
So have you fiddled around with it?
I have attempted many times. I've noticed that there's a very different method in playing Mozart than there is playing Devil Went Down to Georgia. I've tried the string crossings, and I've played violin for many years, and I would think it would be easy. It is not easy at all.
Yeah. It's like dropping some of the rules, and then you throw in the
You throw in new rules, and you think... Yes, most certainly. I totally understand what you're saying, where you think you have to do something correctly, but it turns out you have to do it a different way.
Yeah.
And then you get angry because it's not the right way.
Yeah. we're kind of running out of time all of a sudden. You get lost in a fiddle conversation, and suddenly it's 8:51.
It
So, in summation, we have you guys are playing at the family concert on this Sunday. Then the next opportunity to see them would be on Monday at Evans Brothers at 3 o'clock.
3:30.
And then on Wednesday, the 8th, at the music, at the Heartwood Center that's the Sounds of Summer concert at the Heartwood Center on August the 8th at 7 p.m. And then Music Without Borders on August 10th at the Panada Theater at 3 p.m. with the Shook Twins. And that's a benefit concert. 50% of proceeds go to Uriadi's Village in Ethiopia. That's, like I said, on August 10th. And then they're opening the Shakespeare Festival on the
19th.
Okay. So that's
awesome.
Those are the days.
Those are the days.
Yeah.
Those are the days, my friends.
Yeah.
I said they'll never end.
Yeah. Oh. So thanks everybody for coming in. Anything that we forgot to ask you or anything in closing that you want to mention? No.
Thank you for being welcome.
Yeah.
The beautiful welcome.
Yeah.
Now all people of San Juan are invited all concerts from this festival.
Yeah. It should be I hope you get a big turnout at all these events. I hope everybody shows up. That Friday one is right before the Sublime concert, so that's nicely arranged. You go to a whole day of music, and then the afterval after that. Boy, we're going to play, speaking of music, play a little more. Actually, we could play one by the Shook Twins. How's that?
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us here.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
We'll talk about what's coming up, what's going on this weekend after this musical break. This is the Shook Twins with... Call Me Out. You are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. You are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. That was the Shook Twins with Call Me Out. They will be performing at the Panada at 3 o'clock on August 10th for the Music Without Borders concert. That's next Friday, week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We are here in the studio. It's just Jack and Carrie now. We just said good day, good morning to Ruth Klingensmith and the whole gang.
That was a fun interview.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what's so we have young people in the studio from time to time, and it can be hit and miss without, I mean, you know, the older high school students tend to do pretty well, but a lot of times young kids really kind of clam up when they're on the air, but our Spanish-speaking visitors really...
They did a great job,
and not even in their native language for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's... Do you think they're just not... Because they don't know anyone who's in the area? They're not embarrassed to be on the air, or what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's part of the training as a performing musician, too.
Sure.
I think you have that comfort level with being out there.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it.
I think you're right. So we have big doings this weekend. It is, as we were just saying, it's the weekend of everything. we really don't have time to talk about everything, but briefly, it
is Friday, Saturday, Sunday festival.
There you go. It's starting tonight.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Starting tonight. It's Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Tomorrow is Amos Lee.
Yep.
Saturday is ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
And then on Sunday, the Family Day.
Yep.
Including the musicians who you just heard in the studio moments ago. That is going on all weekend long. In addition, we have, Carrie, you say it's the Long Bridge Swim this weekend.
Well, that's what somebody told me yesterday. I'm sure I haven't looked at anything that says that.
But let me tell you, that would be on
the 3rd? No, 4th.
On the 4th. Hold on. Long Bridge Swim on the 4th. Hundreds compete in a 1.76-mile swim across Lake Pend'Oreille during the 24th annual event.
Yep.
Last year, for the very first time, there was no Long Bridge Swim. I mean, they canceled it at the last minute for safety reasons. But this year, weather permitting, there will be another Long Bridge Swim.
Also on Saturday at 10 a.m. in front of the Panada, members of the Sandpoint Historic Commission will be conducting walking tours of historic buildings downtown. It's about a 45-minute walk. It's free. We'll have groups departing at 10 and then again at 11. And so that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Are you leading one of the groups?
I am.
You are.
Myself and Cindy Peer and Steve Garvin. Steve's chair of the Historic Commission. So we'll be using our newly published second edition of the Sandpoint Historic Walking Tour.
Yes. I have the first edition.
Yeah, we just published a new one.
Cool. So you don't need the cheese sheet, though, do you?
Oh, I do.
You have it all memorized.
Oh, no.
No? Oh, okay. You say it's about a 45-minute trip?
Yeah, that's what I understand from people that did it last year. They said it takes about 45 minutes. You go around the ones in the downtown core, first, second, you know, to the old post office / library.
Yeah.
You know, those buildings. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love that building. We have also the Aftival is going on after the Friday and Saturday shows. That's Anders Osborne on Friday and on Saturday. Isn't it? Can it possibly be Sam Bush? Yep. On the 4th. Sam Bush, who is one of Velma Queen of Fun on this radio station, one of her favorites.
Mm.
Sam Bush, he's on the 4th. And we also have going on this week.
The Rodeo.
The Rodeo. The PRCA Bonner County Rodeo.
Woohoo!
It's at the Bonner County Fairgrounds.
Put on those boots and that cowboy hat and go on out.
The grand entry is at 6:45 p.m. and the rodeo is at 7 p.m. This is Bonner County's third annual PRCA, WPRA rodeo event. PRCA sanctions rodeos in 37 states and 3 Canadian provinces. How about that? The rodeo. And also going on this weekend. There's so much going on this weekend. I'm not even going to mention it. I do just want to give a shout out to Jim Healy, if he's listening, who is at home in Indiana, missing this fabulous weather. He is at his 55th high school reunion. And I was thinking, while they were mentioning that they're going up to Schweitzer, our guests are going up to Schweitzer later today to possibly pick huckleberries, I thought of Jim Healy and thinking that he may give them some pointers on where to find huckleberries.
Is he a big huckleberry picker?
He is. Although also I think he's somewhat territorial. So maybe he wouldn't.
I may not
tell. He might not give them any pointers either.
55th reunion, class of 1963. That's my class too.
Wow.
Not in Indiana, but.
Are you going to your reunion?
We're not having one this year.
Oh.
No. Fine. We had a 50th.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's what you need.
We're waiting for it to be smaller at the 60th.
You can, a smaller venue. You don't have to book a big space. That's terrible, Carrie.
I know.
You have a terrible sense of humor, or a wonderful dark sense of humor. How about that? We got to go.
Okay.
It's after 9 o'clock. We're
going to
say stay tuned for Bird Note and the Nauseous Eclectic Mix all day long after that here on your community radio station. And also, it's Garth Hudson's birthday, Garth Hudson of the band. So I'm going to play one of his most famous opening licks after Bird Note. Stay tuned for that. You are listening to 88.5 KRFY Pend'Oreille.